is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything that you want. You can do it toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to create the content, by the way. What you see on the front page of the website, the numbered items as they go down the page, those items were submitted by listeners like you and then voted upon by listeners like you as well. Maybe it was you. You can take whatever you want from the internet. Maybe it's a YouTube video, news article, blog post. Submit it as show prep. It then appears on the upcoming stories page on our site where it awaits a certain number of votes. And once it receives those votes, will be promoted to the front page of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Got some news here, including an update on a case that we discussed previously on Free Talk Live. It's a pretty disturbing video if you've seen it. The two state troopers, according to CBS Dallas-Fort Worth, involved in a controversial roadside cavity search of two North Texas women, have been indicted on criminal charges by a Dallas...
Where's the controversy on this? I mean, who's calling this controversial?
Are you suggesting that there isn't enough coverage about this news story?
I'm suggesting that to have controversy, you need to have somebody on the other side, right?
Okay.
These two cops are accused of, and apparently did, give body cavity searches from the front and rear, as I understand. So they
it got caught on video.
Yeah, they poked digits into women's parts on the side of the road that they pulled over for flicking a cigarette out of the window. Now, look, I'm no fan of people throwing cigarettes out of their window. As far as I'm concerned, it's littering and among the worst
kind of
littering.
Sure.
Please, you know, go ahead and field strip your cigarettes or something like that. Do something. But I think it's very tacky to throw those things out of the window. However, this is beyond the pale.
Absolutely.
And I don't know who could take the other side.
It's disgusting. And let me give you the story here from HuffingtonPost.com. They are facing criminal charges. On Friday, a Dallas County grand jury indicted Kelly Hellison and David Farrell on charges stemming from a July 2012 traffic stop in which two women claimed they were subjected to humiliating body cavity searches. Ms. Hellison is charged with two counts of sexual assault and two counts of official oppression. Farrell was charged with theft after one of the victims claimed a bottle of prescription painkillers went missing after the traffic stop. So not only do you have cops molesting the people that they've pulled over, some could argue rape, not only do you have the cops, because, you know, if you put your fingers inside somebody without their permission, just because it wasn't a penis doesn't mean it wasn't rape, right?
I wasn't aware that police officers could do this to you on the side of the road. Like,
they
that
can't.
Seems like something that you bring someone into the station for.
Well, no, they can't do it legally, but this is the power that the uniform gives. Now, let me ask you, if these women would have resisted, and resisted perhaps with, force, what would have happened to them then?
They could have been shot. Killed.
And I'm wondering whether any jury would have found the cops guilty for that or whatever.
Good question.
You know, see, basically what the cops did wrong was ordering these women to do this. And, anything up to that point, even ordering isn't the problem. It's them sticking their hands there and doing whatever they're doing. I mean, basically, you can't defend against this. The nation in which we live. If somebody is wearing a stupid octagonal hat and a dumb piece of metal on the upper left portion of their chest, they can do anything they want. And then, maybe, 2 or 3 years later, you might be able to get some justice in court. Statistically, it's unlikely,
right.
But if it is egregious enough, you might be able to get some justice in court.
What would have happened to these ladies, not if they had fought back, Mark, but what if there was no dashboard cam?
Nothing.
Because
nothing would have happened to the cops.
Right, you're right. If it weren't for the camera catching this cop reaching her hand down this woman's pants, then no one would have believed them. Right?
I can't imagine how this video actually made it out of these cruisers. I don't know.
It's always a mind blower when that happens.
You know, I mean, I've seen
they seem
time
to malfunction so
and
often.
Time and time again. It's not just malfunctions. The fact is, the video will show up later. often. Mm-hmm. They'll say, oh, we don't have the video, and then somebody will leak it. One of these people actually lives up to the role of paladin that they have that they've claimed for themselves, and they'll actually put this video out there. Or, you know, the person who's done it is disliked by folks on the squad or something like that. Every once in a while, you'll have a good police department that'll do the right thing. But a lot of times, the video's just not there. They're supposed to be running the video. I think there should be disciplinary action for any police officer that doesn't have the video running. Why isn't your video running? Did your service revolver not operate that day, too? Did you come to work without your taser on your belt?
Well, they're always supposed to have their radar devices certified and checked. Why isn't that happening on a weekly basis with the video?
There should be video planted right in their badge, too. Just a little camera right in their badge. We should be able to hear and see everything that
they've got sunglass cams now.
These civil servants are doing in our name.
I mean, the cops love the dark sunglasses, so turn them into video cameras. That'd be something.
Well, I don't think they could wear them all the time. But
true.
They do wear the badge all the time. Turn the badge into a camera. It's easy.
So, again, one of the cops charged with 2 counts of sexual assault, which is a kind of a nicer way of saying rape. It doesn't seem like as serious as rape, but I don't know. Why isn't this rape? Why isn't this an actual rape charge?
Well, I think that they try to draw a distinction between different types of rape.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
only rape when you're held down against your will? Because this woman wasn't physically held down, but if she'd run, she could have been shot. So she was basically held down.
Okay, so every state's different with their definition of what a sexual battery is, a sexual assault is, each one of these terms.
Does it not use the term rape?
Don't think that any state will use the term rape.
Okay, so maybe sexual assault is then the equivalent of rape.
Or sexual battery, depending on where you are.
Gotcha. I see. I didn't realize that. So Ashley Dobbs is the woman's name who was victimized. Her aunt, Angel Dobbs, was also pulled over after one of them allegedly threw a cigarette out of the window of the car. Footage from the incident captured on a dashboard camera shows Hellison conducting anal and vaginal body cavity searches on both.
I can't imagine what these people were thinking.
Well, they wanted to find that cocaine or whatever it is they thought was stuck up there.
And how much cocaine would you find in someone's butt?
Ooh-hoo.
I mean,
yeah.
A little baggie? Is that worth it, really?
According,
how many people are running around with their mom and have cocaine somewhere smuggled inside them? I mean, what's the statistical likelihood of that?
Well, it's her aunt. You never know.
Oh,
it could be
a
family
business.
Sorry,
I thought it was a mom.
According to the Dallas Morning News, the woman said Hellison didn't change gloves.
No, I didn't say that it wasn't a family business, Ian. Yeah. I asked you what the statistical likelihood of, you know, a person being with their mother and smuggling drugs on the inside of themselves. So the statistical likelihood
pretty low.
Somebody having something inside themselves is really low, right? And then they're hanging out with mom at the same time. Seems like it drives that number down further.
I get where you're coming from.
I mean, these police officers clearly believed, by the way, it wasn't one police officer. It was two at the same time, and this is why
There was only one that did the invasion.
Did the other officer arrest her for it?
No, of course not.
And this is the point.
He was busy stealing the pills, the prescription pills that were in the car.
This is the point I like to make with folks. Is I would love to believe that we're talking about the one bad apple phenomenon here, but I wonder whether that's the case. Are we really talking about one bad apple, or are we talking about a bunch of bad apples with
odds?
A few good ones in there?
Right, if there's only one bad apple, what are the odds two of them will get put in the same car together or on the same beat at the same time?
Yeah, I imagine that if I was hanging out with somebody and they decided to do something like this, like, hey, I'm going to rape this woman here, I would probably be like, that's not really a good idea, right? I mean, I would try to talk them out of it, and I certainly wouldn't hang out with them while they were doing it. So obviously the other guy was either standing watching or, he didn't try to stop him.
This could have been stopped if we knew what was going on. I mean, public shaming is incredibly powerful. It was a woman that did it, right? Jill,
yes.
Step down or I'm going to have to call this in. That would have changed everything. Like, Jill would have changed her mind. I don't know what this officer's name is. I have no idea.
Kelly Hellison.
Kelly would have stepped down and stopped doing exactly what she was doing if he would have threatened to call it in. But he didn't.
We're going to come back with more here. There's a little bit more on this story. Also, your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. We're also on Skype. Skype username you want to connect to is lrn.fm. Plus, DUI has been legalized in one town. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's one of those stories where you have to wonder, how widespread is abuse like the abuse we're talking about? Two police officers, one of them being charged with rape, two counts of rape on two women that they pulled over for allegedly littering. They then got suspicious of the women for whatever reason. Maybe it's because, oh, I don't know, having somebody pull you over in the dark of night with guns on their hips might possibly make somebody a little bit nervous.
These are male cops, right?
No, one was a female.
Oh. The one
that committed the rape was a female. The male cop was busy searching the car and pocketed a whole bottle of prescription pills, allegedly. So he's been charged with some sort of crime related to that. But they're both brought up on charges, according to CBS 11 and Huffington Post also has a version of the story where, according to the Dallas Morning News, the woman said Officer Hellison, the woman, didn't change gloves between the searches. So she searched the cavity, the anal and vaginal cavities of both these women, and did not change her gloves.
Ew.
From one to the next.
Now, I know that if you... I'm trying to say this in a proper way. You're not supposed to put anything that was in...
the one orifice into the other.
Exactly. Like, that
That's
is
correct.
Not sanitary and can actually be very problematic.
Unsanitary.
Yes. Number two is very, very unsanitary.
Yes, indeed.
So, by the way, no drugs were found during the trooper's search. You think they would have thrown the...
Yes, there was. There's that bottle of pills that guy took.
Right. No drugs were found inside the women. How about that? The women filed a lawsuit in December of 2012 claiming they were humiliated and traumatized by the search. Angel Dobbs told WFAA in December, quote, "I was molested. I was violated. I was humiliated in front of other traffic. I had to watch my niece go through the same thing, and I could not protect her at that point." The Texas Department of Public Safety fired Hellison, and Officer Farrell, the pillhead, is still on suspension. He may not be a pillhead. He might just be selling the pills. Anyway, if convicted, Hellison could face up to 20 years in prison and a fine of $10,000. Farrell, the other officer, faces up to a year in jail and a $4,000 fine. The footage is online, and the Huffington Post article does have it linked. So we'll put that up on our Facebook and Twitter. You're welcome to examine it for yourself.
This still fits the pattern, then, that basically the only way to get fired from a police department is to do something sexual.
You know, you're right. That seems to be a surefire way of getting fired. There was the guy who mowed his lawn in his underwear. He got fired for that.
Yeah, that was really strange. I mean, I don't understand why, mowing your lawn in your underwear is considered to be something that is fireable. I've certainly mowed my lawn in a pair of shorts before, and I don't know what the difference is between a pair of boxers and a pair of shorts.
Well, and of course, if a female was mowing the lawn in a bikini, which is the same as underwear, or even less in a lot of cases,
yeah,
nobody would have said a thing.
Probably not.
Well, this was boxer briefs, Mark.
Uh-huh.
So not boxers.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that counted for something.
Well,
if I wore bike shorts, would it have made a difference?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I mean...
But you're right. It seems like the cops are more likely to be seriously disciplined and or fired for doing things that are sexual related, as opposed to murder and arson and rape. But in this case, they've actually been indicted for rape, or she has. So that's an update on a story that we covered a little while back. And again, it makes you wonder, you know, how widespread is this abuse? You got two cops on one scene. Both are doing two completely different corrupt activities. And, okay, they got brought up on charges, but that's because there was a video camera present and they were caught, shall we say, red-handed.
So I tend to think that people are motivated by... incentives to some extent. I don't think everybody is, and I don't think at all times is anybody. But to some extent, everybody is motivated by incentives in certain areas of their lives. And essentially, law enforcement has the incentive to do what they want because it's unlikely that they're going to get caught for it, that they run by a different set of rules than the rest of us do. I don't think that every police officer, or even necessarily the majority, I don't know. I think that what the majority does is they say, well, there's nothing I can do about it anyway. That this kind of behavior is what people get away with, and that if I, tell, then I'm, the bad guy. So law enforcement is incentivized to do what they want, and because they're going to get away with it.
Yeah, well, most of the evidence shows that they do. But in this case, a little bit of good news,
yeah,
they didn't. Although, what kind of restitution will the women see from this case?
Right, well, that's an interesting thing. The taxpayers of this particular municipality, whatever it is, are going to have to pony up the money for something they didn't do. So here's yet another injustice piled upon this pile of injustices.
Right, all the while the brass at the police department will be bemoaning their mistake, and we didn't know. I mean, we thought she was a good officer. Look at all her commendations. I mean, we're so surprised by this. Of course, most of our officers are good. should, and this will never happen again in our department. And if it does, what are you going to do then?
Well, they're
and
not even going to fire the cop that took the bottle of pills.
Right.
I mean, are you that hard up for law enforcement officers that when they break the law on duty, you're not going to fire them? I mean, seriously?
Who knows?
If maybe an employee stole somebody's prescription medication at my workplace, I would fire their butt.
We don't have to be fair. We don't have the details on that case. We don't know for sure if he stole them. He's still innocent until proven guilty.
Okay,
hasn't gone to court.
I thought. Well, you said that he took them.
I was suggesting that he took them.
That's
what the case suggests. They're suggesting that this officer took them, but he hasn't been.
That's not true.
He hasn't been. Look, I don't disbelieve that the officer took the pills.
I don't care what you believe.
Okay.
He said allegedly.
No, he at one point he said the officer took the pills.
Yeah, I'm just painting a picture for you. What's likely in my mind to have occurred?
Okay.
I think that cops take drugs.
I think
drugs.
That's irresponsible.
I've seen cops, I've heard of cops taking drugs before.
Okay, so
and,
what?
I don't disbelieve the ladies in this case.
I've heard of talk show hosts saying all kinds of stupid things. Don't go ahead and, make that true. I'm listening to you report the story here, and when you say something that isn't necessarily true, I tend to believe you, as do thousands, tens of thousands of people that are listening. Please don't do it.
Well, I said that he was being charged. I didn't say he was convicted. So why don't you listen carefully?
All I heard is at one point you said he took the pills.
Yeah. I was painting a picture for you, Mark.
I get what you're saying.
450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I think I said something to the effect of, we were talking about the woman who was raping the two women and that, you know, where was the other cop? He was the one who was in the car taking the pills. We don't know for sure if that happened. It hasn't been proven in court.
Okay.
So there you go.
You know, I heard on the news that he was accused of taking the pills. When you said that, I assumed that that's what had happened.
I understand why you assumed that. But you know what happens when you assume?
I'm not making an assumption when you say he took the pills. He was in the car taking the pills. I mean,
how would I know for sure he took the pills?
Am I really an ass?
Was I there? Was I there? Was there a video of him taking the pills? How would I have known that for sure?
If he's convicted.
He hasn't been. This was an indictment by a grand jury, which I said earlier.
Okay.
Okay? So 855-450 freeze the SACL CAI toll-free line. In other news, there's an Irish town that has done something that has been suggested, at least on this show. I've read an article by a guy over at lewrockwell.com suggesting that drunk driving should be legalized so that drunk people can drive home safely going 5 miles an hour in the right lane of the road. And he was called crazy. And I thought the opinion was interesting. I support it. And so does an Irish town that we're going to tell you about coming up here in moments.
I'm still on the side of crazy. I want to hear that.
They have legalized DUI 855-453, and you can share your thoughts.
Had to be Ireland, didn't it?
Whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that we have on the site. Got news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find email updates. You can sign up for those. Also, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Facebook probably better than Twitter, in my opinion, because you get to interact with other listeners on Facebook. It's just easier to have a thread or a conversation there. But we're on Twitter, too, for those of you that prefer that. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and we're going to go to your phone calls. Coming up, talk more about the Irish town that has legalized DUI. I didn't know it would ever happen. I got to say I'm shocked by it, and I hope to hear good things about it in the future. We'll get into that issue. But first, Missy is on the line. Missy is with us listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Missy.
Hi. Yeah, I was calling about the cops that did the search on the side of the road. I think it's more sinister than just them overstepping their bounds, because when the articles came out when this first happened, they said that the male cop had frequently called the same female cop to do these type of searches before the one that got caught on videotape. So to me, it just seems like it's something more disgusting and perverted with these two cops, what they have going on.
So
I don't know if it didn't touch on that.
I'm having a little trouble here. Can you speculate for me what you think is happening?
I think that it's possible that the male cop is getting kicks out of having the female cops come and do these searches. I mean, for it to be, you know, because the article said that it had been done before then. So, I mean, why would that be a frequent thing? And that he always calls the same female cop to come and do the searches.
Well, I mean, it could be that she's the only female cop on duty in that department during that time of day. I mean,
he knows her to be thorough? I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with something.
I mean, you know, who knows what the real reasons are. But you're right. I mean, it could be also some sort of perverted thing where he knows what kind of thing, you know, gives her a thrill, and who knows what they're into together, and, you know, who knows what's going on there.
Yeah, I'm totally making assumptions, but I just noticed in the follow-up article it didn't mention how the two of them had done this in the past.
I think that's an important fact.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Missy. Anything else you want to get out there?
No, thanks.
Appreciate your call. 855-453, toll-free number. Don't forget, you can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Tyrone is in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live, Tyrone.
Hey, host.
Hey,
I remember all your names.
That's okay. Go ahead.
I just have one. I'm going to change the subject completely, but you can go
Please.
Right back to it, of course.
No, man, you bring up whatever you want. Go for it.
Okay. I subscribe to a site called Today I Found Out.
Okay.
And, it gives you little, well, not little facts, but it gives you facts each day in your inbox. And today I got one that is just unbelievable if it's true. And I have never heard of this person before, and I'm going to run it past you and see what you think of it. I won't try
All right, go for
I won't
it.
Try to say I'm going to try to say his name. He's a Russian and happened in, I think, World War I. And his name is spelled V-A-S-I-L-I. His last name is B-L-O-K-H-I-N. And he's called the most prolific executioner of all times. It is said in this article that he executed over 7,000 people in 28 days.
Wow.
If that is true, it would be one person every 3 minutes, 24 hours a day.
Jeez.
Yeah, that sounds unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, if you read the article, they make it seem like it's the case, but I've never heard of this person before. This
well,
has to
he's
be the most prolific history.
I believe he was a major, so maybe what they're claiming is that he oversaw all this rather than actually doing that kind of that kind of work. Apparently, according. Including his killing of about 7,000 Polish prisoners of war during the Katyn massacre in 1940, making him the most prolific official executioner in recorded world history. Forced into retirement following the death of Stalin, Blokhin died in 1955 officially by suicide.
Of course.
Yes.
So,
go ahead.
Sorry.
No, I want to hear what you have to say. No, go ahead.
I was under the impression that he executed 7,000 people himself, because that's what the article made it seem like.
It does say here that he personally executed them.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And I mean, he would have to have some time to go to sleep at some point, which would mean he, when he was doing his executions, was probably executing them faster than once every 3 minutes.
Here it says, in 1926, he led a company of executioners that performed and supervised numerous mass executions during Stalin's reign, mostly during the Great Purge and World War II. He's recorded as having executed tens of thousands of prisoners by his own hand, including his killing of about 7,000 Polish prisoners. I mean, you know, he probably killed a bunch himself, but it seems a little unclear. You know, you're doing the math there, and it doesn't sound like he could have possibly done it.
Well, no, I'm looking at the same article you're talking about here from Today I Found Out, and it says here, over a 28-day period, he performed over 7,000 of these Polish executions. The executions would take place from dusk till dawn, with Blokhin preferring to work at night for these types of tasks. He would work nearly uninterrupted each night, reportedly killing a prisoner about every 3 minutes. So it was every 3 minutes while he was working.
Wow.
Around 300 executions per night. Take 300, multiply it out. If it's every day, 28 days, that's 8,400. So it's more than 7,000. So
yeah,
there you go. He could still do it and have time for sleeping.
Yes.
Incredible.
Can you imagine? No. How do you even close your eyes? How do you eat? How do you even look at yourself?
You can't have much empathy, obviously. You can't connect with other human beings in any way, shape, or form. I can't imagine.
Isn't that the definition of a psychopath?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if people work in slaughterhouses here in America, and they, you know, kill all day, every day, and that's their job. I mean, you know, frankly, a pig isn't that much different than a human if you just, you know, if you just take the humanity away, and clearly this man has the ability to do that. You know, he just considers these people to be animals.
Sure, dehumanize the opposition.
He just dehumanizes the opposition and does his thing. You know, I think he is absolutely the definition of a psychopath, but that's what one had to be in order to be in Stalin's Russia.
So what happened to this guy, Tyrone?
I don't know. I couldn't read anymore. I was just in such disbelief.
He officially died by suicide in 55.
Before. Really? Tyrone, other thoughts?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call. I bet if you dig into the past and dig into all of the various different, you know, regimes that have existed over the years, you'll probably find characters like this. Of course, you're not going to hear about him. He's not someone worth remembering. I mean, he's a horrifying murderer who did his job in a sickeningly efficient manner.
It depends on how much the regime glorifies killing as to how far this guy's going to go. I was wrong when I said he was a major. He was a major general, and, you know, he was incredibly decorated. So this guy was just going around just killing. And just I mean, he was a grim reaper, for God's sake. And, you know, are there people like this that work for the United States government? Yeah, I just don't think the United States government glorifies. The United States people don't glorify killing in the same way.
Well, let's tell the story. I mean, since he brought it up, I'll read the whole post here from Today I Found Out. According to Guinness World Records, he is listed as the most prolific executioner. Born to a Russia peasant family in 1895, as a young man, he quickly earned a reputation for Chernaya Rabota, or black work, while serving in the Tsarist army during World War I, gaining recognition from Stalin himself for his covert assassinations, torture, and executions. Blokhin quickly rose through the ranks of Russia's secret police at the time, the NKVD, eventually becoming the head of the Kommandatura Department. The members of the department were approved by Stalin and took orders directly from him. Under the guise of other positions, Vasily, thank you, Blokhin was officially a commandant of a prison. The department carried out black work missions specific to furthering Stalin's cause. Blokhin oversaw many mass executions and executed several high-profile individuals himself, including Mikhail Tukhachevsky, Marshal of the Soviet Union, and two of the former NKVD chiefs under whom he'd previously served.
But, killing his bosses.
That's right, but Blokhin's most infamous deed was performed at the Bloody Katyn Massacre in 1939, just over 2 weeks after Germany invaded Poland. Soviet forces entered the eastern side of Poland. Though they didn't officially declare war, they captured over 20,000 Polish officers and detained them in prison camps. We'll tell you more about this story in moments. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever you would like. 855-450-FREE. And completely change the direction of the show. We were going to talk about the drinking thing, and we will when we get a chance. We'll get to the Irish town that is legalizing DUI. But we got off on a side tangent of a Russian killer, a guy who allegedly murdered 7,000 people in a 28-day period. We'll talk more about him here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can go and get more Julia over at pukeandthegang.com. I was a gang member for the weekend. I don't know. Do you get to be a gang member only temporarily when you're a guest on the show, or are you like one of kind of ancillary gang members that just don't come around very often?
I don't know. I think that you've probably been on more than anyone else at this point.
Is that right?
Other than the...
four times?
Yeah.
Four times?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's always a good time to be on Puke in the Gang. It is a totally different genre of program than Free Talk Live. And they have more fun, and there's more laughs, and that's probably why people hand you bitcoins hand over fist.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about this, but they were given something like 18 bitcoins.
I know, it's ridiculous.
And we're actually putting the money to good use. We're going to have a new studio, which you've been in that studio before, and
it's
not very accommodating, so we're getting some new equipment and moving it to a larger location.
Mm.
And it should be pointed out that Puke and the Gang would not exist if it weren't for the Free State Project. Bringing liberty-minded people together into the same place makes all kinds of new things possible. Now, if you love freedom and you feel like you've been toiling away at doing activism where you live and just, you know, nothing's sticking. You're throwing up a bunch of stuff against the wall, nothing's sticking. You're not growing the movement. There's not more money coming in. There's not anything exciting that's, you know, really happening. Nothing's really rolling forward in any meaningful way.
You're doing the same thing over and over again, yeah. Expecting different results.
I know. I know what it's like because I've been there. I did that down in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from. And when I heard about the Free State Project and I heard about the idea of, hey, let's get people together who love freedom. Let's get the people together who want to do something about this whole freedom thing. Seemed like a no-brainer to me, and I am so glad I signed up, because I've been able to meet such wonderful activists. I've been able to help facilitate and be a part of, and in some cases just watch and appreciate a lot of the activism that has come about here, whether it's civil disobedience or creating media or going to the state house to testify or doing street theater, outreach. There's so much to do. In fact, in some cases, you have to be choosy about what you're going to do because you can only do one thing at a time. There's only one of you, but there's more than one activism choice in a lot of given cases. So go to freestateproject.org if you're willing to do something about liberty, if you know what freedom's all about. That is, you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. And also that if you want to be free, you have to allow others to be free. You get that? You ready to take action peacefully? Go to freestateproject.org to get together with over 13,000. We're nearing 14,000. And actually, I haven't checked the numbers in a little while, so who knows? Maybe we've crossed through 14,000. But, oh, not quite. We're about 52 away from crossing the 14,000 threshold on our way to 20,000 individuals who will have signed up and pledged to make the move to pull up, to uproot their lives from wherever they're from and move to New Hampshire. Some of them from across the world. We've got a guy visiting from Russia, Yuri. Mm-hmm. He's kind of floating around New Hampshire, checking out different areas of the state. We've got people who've moved from as far away as California and Florida. I mean, these are...
Well, we've got people who've moved as far away as like New Zealand and
Hawaii
and Eastern Europe. And
yep, exactly. So go to freestateproject.org if you want to make a difference and see freedom or liberty or some semblance of it in your lifetime. Again, freestateproject.org.
I believe there are free staters from every continent in the world.
I believe you're right about that. There's some statistics on that over at freestateproject.org as well. So we were talking about this website. Tyrone called in and told us, was it Tyrone or Tyrell? I apologize.
I thought it was Tyrone.
A gentleman called in to bring up a website called Today I Found Out, where they send you facts, or what they claim are facts, on a daily basis. And he found this one so just mind-bogglingly disgusting that he couldn't really believe it was true. But according to the story here, it sounds pretty believable to me, and I'm sure there are independent ways of verifying this. They do link over to, do they link somewhere in this? Yeah, they've got multiple articles about that, references. So his name is Vasily Blokhin, the most prolific executioner of all time. And his most infamous deed was performed at the bloody Katyn Massacre, where they captured over 20,000 Polish officers without declaring war, detained them in Soviet prison camps. On March 5th, 1940, Stalin himself ordered the executions of all Polish soldiers, or Polish officers
yeah,
who would then be dumped in mass graves. Over a 28-day period, it was Vasily Blokhin who personally performed over 7,000 of those Polish executions at Katyn.
Now, the scandal of this came out relatively recently. The scandal of this was apparently the Allies knew that this happened, and they sort of covered up for the Soviet Union. Basically the story. And, you know, World War II is a story of two evil men fighting, essentially.
Usually the executions would take place dusk till dawn, with him preferring to work at night. He would work uninterrupted, killing a prisoner about every 3 minutes, averaging around 300 executions per night. The executions would go as follows. After signing identification papers, officers were led with their arms bound into a small room that was equipped with soundproof walls, a drain, a hose, and a door or hatch. It was designed for executions. Forced to their knees, a member of the Kommandantur would deliver a single shot to the back of the prisoners' heads, killing them instantly.
Soundproof room. I wonder how soundproof it would be that, they wouldn't hear the... This is the thing that got me, is that they get these people placidly to line up for being shot every 3 minutes. Can you get a guy into this room and, get it cleaned and just all that kind of stuff?
I can't imagine they're doing much cleaning after this. They're just bringing them one in after another and executing them. You can clean up later.
Well, if you walk into a room with a bunch of blood on it, what do you think's going to happen?
I'm sure they've got you tied up pretty good.
I guess.
The bodies would be dragged through the second door or hatch in the ceiling. The room would be hosed down. There you go. And the next prisoner would be brought in. Blokhin favored the 7.65mm Walther PPK pistol, a gun which was being used for all the mass executions. For Blokhin, it didn't have as much of a kickback as other guns, which meant less pain in his wrist after performing hundreds of executions every day. The pistols also rarely misfired, which meant the victims could be killed with one shot nearly every time someone pulled the trigger. For the Soviet government, the pistols were favored because they were the make carried by German officers. In the event that the mass graves were discovered, the bodies would contain bullets from a German-style pistol, and the Soviets could deny responsibility for the deaths.
That's true.
On April 27, 1940, Blokin was rewarded with the Order of the Red Banner for carrying out this amazingly bloody organized mass killing. The order was traditionally given to military personnel who displayed exceptional courage, self-denial, and valor during combat. He was given the order secretly in order to protect the secret nature of the killings. In 1941, Stalin found himself in an alliance with the Polish government after the Germans invaded Russia. He released hundreds of thousands of Poles from prison camps and was pressed on several occasions to account for the missing POWs. He pled ignorance, but in 1943, the truth began to emerge with the discovery of the mass graves at Katyn. The Soviet government denied all responsibility and blamed the Germans. It wasn't until 1990 in Mikhail Gorbachev's Institution of Openness that the truth was revealed through a series of documents highlighting the country's role in the massacre. Blokin, however, didn't live to see his deeds publicly recognized. Following Stalin's death in 1953, he was forced to retire. During the de-Stalinization campaign that followed, Blokin was stripped of his rank and turned to alcoholism. A combination of drink and insanity reportedly led to his death in 1955, the cause of which is officially listed as suicide. But was it really? Maybe somebody wanted to get rid of him so he wouldn't talk about the mass graves and the killings that he did.
Maybe. I almost believe it, though. You know, I mean, a guy like this is relatively young going into retirement. What's he supposed to do? He's killed and killed and killed again, mm-hmm. killed thousands of people in the name of this government that no longer wants him. The one thing, I mean, he wasn't killed like all of his predecessors. He shot his predecessors. But this guy made it out, basically, and got a commendation from the Brezhnev government. Was that right, Brezhnev?
I'm not clear.
Khrushchev. The Khrushchev government. Basically, he got a commendation as he left. You know, you did a good thing, but you got to go. And, you know, he's got to have felt left and alone, and
here's your medal. You murdered thousands of men.
He's got plenty of money because, you know, by their standards, he had plenty of money. He just had nothing to do. You've got a sort of a culture of alcoholism and plenty of money, nothing to do, nothing to live for.
He's reportedly directly responsible for the deaths of many thousands of other people in prison camps during the Second World War, aptly earning him the title of most prolific executioner in the Guinness Book of World Records.
It's amazing he doesn't have a nickname, though, like Bloody whatever his name is, or anything like that. He just nothing. It's just Bloody Vasily. I mean, nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
855, 450, free. Well, he was a guy you don't talk about, right?
Right.
More coming up. You can take control.
Shoot his
Irish
boss.
Town legalizes DUI. We'll give you the details on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.